Hello everyone, it's Joe Crump. Before we get started tonight, I just want to give you an idea of how many people are on this call. What I'm going to do is open up the line, and I'm going to have everybody tell me your name and where you're from, your name and the city and state that you're from, and we're going to do it all at the same time.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Okay, on the count of three, I want everybody to say their name and where they're from. One, two, three.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay, that's great. We had over 700 people register for this call. You're going to hear me talk a lot about the power of your list as a real estate investor. Just remember, it only took me 4 emails to my list to get this many people involved in this call. And these lists just aren't that hard to create, and they can make you a lot of money in real estate. Okay, let's get going. I promised you a lot on this call tonight, and I guarantee I'm going to explode your brain. I'm going to tell you about some of the latest tools and techniques that the people in my inner circle group and I are creating. All of these techniques are based on my core material, the techniques that I've developed and used for the past 20 years. This new material, there are expansions or tweaks on that process. So you need to understand that stuff a little bit in order to understand what the tweaks are. Tonight I'm going to teach you the basics of 4 new methods that you've never heard before. Method 1, how to wholesale property in rapidly appreciating high-end areas like California and New York. Now, I've dealt in high-end hot markets for 20 years, and I've been teaching it for 6, but this new tweak I'm going to teach you tonight will shut up all the naysayers who keep whining to me and saying that it can't be done in my area. This simple process, when used with my core methods, is a very, very powerful tool for your arsenal. It also works wonders in other markets as well. The second unknown method I'm going to teach tonight is how to use the for rent ads in your local paper to put together deals, and you can generate immediate cash flow with this method. This was a method that was tweaked by Ozzie Mayo, who worked with me for quite a few years. You can create cash flow with this thing in 7 days or less. We consistently get one out of 3 landlords we speak to accepting deals from us when we use this very non-threatening offer and purchase memo. If you've been on my latest info, you may have already heard about this method, but I don't know anyone anywhere who's teaching it the way we do. Method 3, how to use the Internet as an endless resource of motivated sellers and buyers. This method is simple and can be implemented in a matter of minutes anywhere in the world. A simple email offer is all you really need. This stuff is vital to building a powerful list that'll make you money year after year after year. Nothing is more important than your list. I would even argue, and I know this is radical, but I would even argue that your list could even be more valuable than the actual real estate that you own. You're going to hear more from me in the future on how to build your business on the Internet. I'm also going to reveal some of my own secrets that have made it possible for me to build a multi-million dollar business, information business on the Internet. Method 4. This is for those of you who are a little more advanced. It's a program that you can add to your existing real estate business that'll create a ton of cash flow and provide you with a big wad of money that you can put in your pocket or invest in other properties. Just how big do you want your business to get? That's the question here. This fourth method will allow you to get very, very big. It's all about packaging properties. After you buy 10 or 15 properties, it's time to package those properties and sell them, sell off a piece of them. You can sell a piece, walk away with 10% of the cost of all your properties, cash in your pocket, and you won't have to take any monthly debt in the process or give away ownership control in the future. And if you don't understand what I just said, don't worry. As I said before, this is an advanced method. Along with my millionaire matrix, I think this should be the 1 to 2 year goal of every real estate investor out there. If you haven't started buying yet, don't let this confuse you. Start on the things that make you money now and then move on to the advanced methods later on when you have other properties. Okay, these are the 4 things that I'm going to discuss in the call, but before I get to them, I need to give you a quick grounding in my core methods and why you should listen to what I have to say. Everyone asks me, how did you get started in real estate as an investor, and how did you make your money? I started real estate investing back in 1986 in Los Angeles, California. 3 years after I started, I had bought $17 million worth of property. The first property I bought was brand new construction. I didn't know what the heck I was doing back then at all. I bought brand new construction. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I didn't know if I was going to rent it. I didn't know if I was going to keep it. I did know that I didn't want to live in it. It was too far away from where I was working. To be honest with you, I didn't know why I bought it, other than the fact that I looked at all my friends and they were making more money on the appreciation of their houses than they were making on their job. This was an amazing time in the market in California, probably even stronger than it is now. I was in the movie industry at the time, and I was making pretty good money by most people's standards. I only worked about 100 days a year, had lots of time off, and I got to work on sets. I did lighting. I was what they called a grip. It's mostly camera rigging and lighting. But I was making about $60,000 a year just doing 100 days a year, so I had half a year off to do other things with, which was a lot of fun. Anyway, the real estate values were shooting up so quickly in the late 80s in Los Angeles that my friends, my coworkers, were making more money on their property than they were in their jobs. So I decided I should buy a property. Then, within a month after that, after I bought it, the value had gone up 20%. Now, I'm not telling you to do this. I was just in the right place at the right time. I turned around and immediately sold that new house and made a nice chunk of money, and I thought, hey, what a great business. I think I'm going to like this. I didn't realize at the time that markets don't jump like this very often, and even if they do, they're very hard to predict. I was very lucky, at least in the beginning. But this good fortune started me on a road to being able to start buying properties like crazy. I started doing rehabs after that first success. I had this brilliant idea, I don't know where I got it, that if I bought a house a little bit under value, I might even make more money. What a concept. So I bought HUD and VA foreclosures. These properties were a little undervalued, and I fixed them up, waited a month or two for the values to rise, and then sold them for another big chunk of cash. You can't do that today, by the way, and make much money on HUD and VA unless you're in an extremely rapidly accelerating market and you don't get caught in it in the downturn. I did that again and again. Then I truly went insane, and I started buying construction projects. I started buying land, new construction. It seemed like a great idea at the time. I was living up in the Hollywood Hills in Los Angeles in the Laurel Canyon area. A shack up there cost $350,000 at the time, and I'm talking shack, you know, 800 square foot, one bedroom. I was building properties like crazy. I think the most expensive one up there that I had was $1.6 million. They were all on hillside. These properties had $300,000 foundations because of the earthquake rules in L.A. It cost $30,000 just to get permits to build these houses. They had 3-foot-wide concrete and rebar pillars going down 50 feet into the ground. They were huge properties, and I thought they were going to make me a fortune. Remember, only 3 years had passed, and I'd bought over $17 million worth of property, and a big wad of that was in equity. Everything I had was buried in these properties. I was leveraged to the hilt and constantly looking for more property to buy. I thought I was immune to failure. But my fall to earth was rapidly approaching. 1990 came along, and then 1991, and the real estate market in Los Angeles dropped 30%. That meant that my $1.6 million house was now worth $1.1 million or so. That meant that my $17 million worth of property was now worth a little under $12 million. I owed more than that. My equity, my profits, my fortune had vanished like smoke almost overnight. I had a 25% margin on most of these properties. The construction lenders that I'd borrowed from came to me and said, "We're going to stop the loans. We're not going to give you any more money to finish these properties." And I'd tell them, "I just finished the foundation. It cost me $300,000. Yeah, I mean, I can't get it out of the ground. What am I going to do?" And they said, "We're really sorry. We can't continue to give you the money. We have to cut our losses. You'll have to stop building it. If the property doesn't keep its value, we have the right to stop giving you money and reduce our potential losses. As a matter of fact, we have the right to ask you to give us money back that we've already loaned you because the value's not there anymore." They said, "Look at our contract. We can stop you anytime we want." They stopped me, and because of that, everything fell apart. I could no longer make the payments on my infrastructure. I lost everything. I lost my house. I lost my cars. I lost my dump truck, my bulldozer, my bobcat, my concrete forms. I lost everything. I had people coming to my house in the middle of the night, pounding on the door, wanting money. I had people serving me legal papers every night. Literally, I got served with many, many lawsuits for unpaid bills, because when you're doing construction, there's a lot of stuff going on. You're buying a lot of stuff from different people. It was a hard lesson, a very hard lesson. When it finally played out, I knew I had to move out of the house, and I was walking up in the Hollywood Hills with my dog, and I remember looking out over L.A. It was beautiful up there. You can see the whole city from up there. But that day, as I looked out over the city, it was in flames. On top of everything else, the L.A. riots were in full swing. So we got the riots going. My business was in the tank. My wife was 6 months pregnant with our first child. I had no place to live, no place to go. But I did have family in Indiana. So here I am, 35 years old, driving back to the Midwest in a big rented moving van to move in with my parents. Talk about eating humble pie. This was a difficult thing to do. I'm sure a lot of you have been in tough financial situations before. I know a lot of people have gone through this sort of thing before. Maybe not to the extreme that I've done, but a lot of you have seen hard times. It was a difficult thing to experience, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody. Well, I had to start over. I didn't have any money to work with. I didn't have any credit to work with, but I knew a lot about real estate. I became a real estate agent. I started selling property. I just had to get on my feet quickly. I needed money quickly. But then I started to open my eyes again, and I realized, you know, I can buy property. Here was the equation I was using before everything crashed. I'd go out, I'd get a loan, I'd put money down, I'd use creative finance to help leverage the deal, and that's how I built a business so big and so fast. But with my new situation, no money and terrible credit, I knew I was not going to be able to take out any conventional loans. I had to stop using conventional lenders. I had to pull out of that system entirely. I had to do it without any money because I didn't have any money. No money for down payments, no money for credit. So now all I had was the creative financing part. So my next question to myself was, how am I going to make that work? What evolved from there was what I now call the safety net method and my millionaire matrix. I developed the safety net method and my millionaire matrix of real estate, and this took me over 14 years now that it's been developing. Using this method, you can do deals in a matter of minutes. You can do them from your house. You never even have to leave. The deals will not close unless they're good deals and you make money. You never put your finances at risk with this method. You're able to leverage your profits so that you can make literally hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars without having to get a single loan or use your credit. I don't have time to get into all of my proprietary methods on this call, but I think you need to know the basics of what they are so you can learn them later. The first one is the safety net method. It allows you to never risk your money or your credit again. I'd had enough of that. I wasn't going to let that happen again. The safety net method is a complete security system that integrates with all my investing techniques and makes investing virtually risk-free. Doing real estate transactions can be like walking a tightrope if you don't know what you're doing. If you take a misstep, you could take a nasty fall and get into some unpleasant litigation, which you know I've experienced. I've developed a method for catching you if you fall. When you're first starting out, you will make mistakes. That's the nature of being a beginner. The only real question is, will those mistakes be fatal? Will they keep you from realizing your dream? Will they make you so frightened that you'll hesitate even to begin the process? I stop all those worries for you because I give you a safety net that you can always count on. My trademark safety net method has taken me years to develop, but using it has made me a ton of money, and it can do the same for you. Now you can grow and expand your business really to any size without the risk that I took when I started. I also designed another proprietary technique that turns you into a millionaire in just 2 short years buying one home a month. It requires no down payment and no credit, and I call it the Millionaire Matrix. When I teach it to you, it'll blow you away and give you a powerful vision for the future. It shows you exactly what and how to do one property a month and make $1 million in 2 years. And it's not just pie in the sky. I have students who do it. I then created another system, as you can tell. I've got new things in the works all the time. That's what makes this business so fun for me, even after 20 years. That's also why so many people stay in my Inner Circle program even after their mentor program is over. We use that Inner Circle group as a crucible to finally hone these new ideas, techniques, these methods. This next method I call the Stupid Proof System. The Stupid Proof System, and all these things integrate, by the way. The Stupid Proof System is a step-by-step program for doing real estate deals. Step one, do this. Step two, do that. And so on, with every single detail covered, so you always know exactly what you need to do to make money. Now, I want to move on. We don't have a ton of time here, but I've just created a new program that I revealed at the boot camp we just did. It's the latest concept that I'm teaching, and I call it the snowball effect. This is a new way of looking at your business, a new method for expanding and growing your assets and taking advantage of every single lead that comes into your system. With my other systems, I've shown you so many ways to bring new motivated buyers, motivated sellers, investors, real estate agents, mortgage brokers into your system that you need to learn how to pull all these resources together and potentially double or triple your assets and your income. The snowball effect I taught at the last boot camp will show you a new proprietary way to package multiple properties, which is one of the things I'm going to give you the basics on later on this call today. I also teach ways to optimize the cash flowing in from your list for the Snowball Effect program. I'm going to get into a bunch of this material today. Okay, let's move on. As I told you before, I'm going to get to the four new methods I talked about earlier. But before I get to them, I need to give you a quick grounding in my core methods. All right, let's get to the core process. There are only two types of real estate investments that'll make you money. This goes across the board. This is for all investors. Two types of deals that any investor is going to look for. Properties that they can buy for cash that are substantially under market value, and if they buy them for cash, they can then resell them at a higher price, or they could buy them for cash and have them assignable to another party, so they could assign that contract for a fee and take a fee for selling that property without ever closing the deal. That's one type of property. And the other type is buying properties closer to market value, as much as full market value. You can do this and still make money, but you get them on terms. Now, there are four types of terms, and I'm going to go through these really quickly because I don't have a whole lot of time on this call to really get into depth on this stuff. Some of you have already heard some of this stuff. Some of you have not, but at least it'll give you a basic overview. The first type of terms deal, and I like these types of term deals in this hierarchy. This was the one I liked the most. Subject to. You take a property subject to the existing loan. You take over the deed, and it becomes your property. You're the deed holder on that property. The existing loan still stays on there, and you're making payments on that loan. And there's ways to do this to protect yourself and make sure that you fit the loan requirements, and those are things that I teach in the bigger program. But you get the property. Then you can do anything you want with it. You can resell it. You can lease it out. You can rent to own the property. You can sell it on a land contract. You can do anything you want. The second type of property, and let me just give a real quick example. You find a property, they owe $90,000, and I'm going to use this $100,000 house property price because it's just a real round figure. It doesn't really have anything to do with where anybody lives. Some people may be $1 million, some people may be $30,000. I'm going to use $100,000. So you got a property, it's worth $100,000, it's got a $90,000 mortgage on it. They deed you the property. Now you have to make payments on that $90,000. You have the $10,000 of equity. You're going to turn around and sell it for more than it's worth because you're going to sell it on terms, and I'm not going to get into that on this call tonight, but there is a way to make money on that. The next one is multiple mortgage. This is very similar to a subject to, and it's my second favorite of the bunch. What we're doing here is buying a property that has equity in it. Let's say this seller owns this property. It's worth $100,000, but he only owes $40,000 on it. He's willing to sell it for $90,000, but he only owes $40,000. So what we're going to do is do a multiple mortgage. We're going to have him deed it to us. We're going to take the first mortgage, and then the second mortgage, we need to get him another $50,000. We're going to take a second mortgage out in his name. We're not borrowing from a bank. He's loaning this the money, and we're taking a note and mortgage. If you're in a trust deed state, it's a trust deed, not a note and mortgage. So we're going to take out this mortgage, the second mortgage, and we're going to still owe him $90,000, the same as we would if he owed that whole amount, but he's going to get it over time. And we're going to usually give him 5 years to pay that off. Then we go out and we sell the property, or we sell it on a lease option. So we got that property, once again, with nothing down. He had equity in it, and we took care of it that way. There's ways to get those people equity out of that property, by the way, which I'm not going to get into this call tonight. A lot of people won't do that because they need their equity to buy another property. So I'm going to show you how to get the I'm not going to be able to do it on this call, but I want to show you eventually how to get people the equity out of the properties. The next one in the hierarchy is land contracts. This is also known as contract for deed if you're in a trust deed state. All this is the old-fashioned way of buying properties. All this is an installment sale. And this is the way they used to do it back at the turn of the century. Somebody wanted to buy a farm, they'd put a land contract on it, and the person would have installments they'd make on the property. There's a contract that's written out that's recorded at the county recorder. And as soon as they pay off that contract, then the deed is transferred. This is less exciting than the subject to because it doesn't give you full control over the property, but it still does give you a lot of control, and it's a good way to buy properties. Plus, you can give people their equity in the property, and it gives them security, and it's easier for them to foreclose on you than it would be on a multiple mortgage. So it's a little more in favor of the seller. That's why I like it a little bit less. I like to be in control of the situation. The fourth type of property is buying on a lease option. I don't recommend buying on a lease option. This is where you buy you get an option to purchase the property over a certain period of time for a certain price, and you lease it while you're waiting for that time to go up. Now, a lot of people do this with rent-to-buy, and we sell properties all the time on a rent-to-buy. It's a great way to protect yourself when you're selling a property because it's a lot easier to evict somebody than it is to foreclose on them. So if you're selling a property on terms, sell it with a lease option. Don't sell it on these other methods. If you're selling it, if you're buying it, though, you want to get more protection because the lease option, I don't believe, protects you as well. So these are the basics. And you're going to need to learn more of these basics before you're going to completely understand these four new methods that I promised you on this call. I spent two full days at the last three-day boot camp just teaching the basics. And I'm going to get into that a little more because I think you're going to want to get a good solid grounding in my techniques before you implement these ideas. By the way, the audios of the recent boot camp is available on CD, and I'm not charging the $10,000 that I charge people to come to it either, so it's going to be a little better deal than that. Okay, so let me talk about the first new method that I promised you. How to wholesale property in rapidly appreciating high-end areas like California, New York, and like I said, I've dealt in high-end hot markets for 20 years, and I've been teaching it for six, but this new tweak I'm going to teach you tonight will shut up all the naysayers who keep whining to me that it can't be done. When I tell it to you, you may discount it, and you may say to yourself, well, it's no big deal, I already knew that. Sometimes ideas are so simple and elegant that we throw them away like yesterday's newspaper, and we don't understand the real value. We never actually try them out. So listen carefully and see how this is different than what you're doing now. Got a pencil? You probably want to write this down. Are you ready? Here it is. You start with the buyer. That's it. If you're one of my mentor students, you'll get what I'm talking about. You start with the buyer. What does that mean? You create a list of lease option buyers so that when you go to sellers, you have massive leverage. Pretty simple, right? Pretend you're a seller. How about a for sale by owner? And you have a house you want to sell. Are there any for sale by owners in your area? Let's say you're in Los Angeles. Are there for sale by owners there? Absolutely. There's a ton of them. You have a house you want to sell, but you want to sell it for cash. What are the reasons you would sell it under the terms or conditions that I need? One, it either has to be substantially under market value for cash, or two, closer to market value but available on terms. The reasons you might want to sell it is you might want to sell it quickly. Maybe you need to move that property quickly. Maybe you don't have enough equity in that property to pay for a real estate agent. Maybe you want to save the real estate commission. You don't want to pay for a real estate agent at all, and you're having a hard time selling it for sale by owner. And believe me, 80% of the people that try to sell it on their own do not succeed. And some say the it's as high as 80-85%. And I guarantee as well that even in a hot market, 40-60% are not selling it, that are selling it on their own, even in a very hot market. Another thing that you've got a buyer in place. If I call you up and say I've got 72 buyers on my list that are interested in your area, in this property, how much attention do you think you're going to get from that seller? You've got to find out what their motivation is. There are two motivators in real estate, especially for sale by owners. There's need or there's greed. Need, you can get them with both with these types of offers. If it's need, you get them out. You solve their problem. You help them out. You act in their best interest to solve the problem of a difficult house and a difficult mortgage for them. You get them out of it. That's their need. Maybe they've got some other pain in their life that they've got to get out of. This is the thing that you're going to solve for them. The other thing is greed. Some people want to make more money. They don't want to pay a real estate commission. They want to sell it to you for maybe a little bit more than market value, which you can do and still make money, by the way, especially in these hot markets. So one of these two things, many times you can work with these people. Okay, so we now see how having a buyer in place can make a huge difference with a seller. The next question is, how do you build this buyer's list? And this is something we spent nearly an hour and a half on at the boot camp, but I'm going to give it to you in a couple quick, easy, just a couple quick, easy, you know, easy to implement ideas. One, put up a bandit sign in the neighborhood, anywhere, that says, rent to buy. Seven houses for sale, no qualifying, and a phone number. If you don't have seven houses for sale, just put rent to buy, no qualifying, phone number. Put your website in there underneath there. You can run a classified ad the same way. You'll get a lot of calls on this. Before you know it, you'll have 20, 30, 50, 100 qualified prospects on your list. I also have a voicemail script that I gave away at the boot camp that does a lot of the work of qualifying your buyers. If you get this many people calling, you got to talk to every one of them to get it qualified, and you don't want to waste your time. So you want to get them down to a qualified lead before you ever talk to them. And by the way, what is no qualifying? Since you say on your sign no qualifying, what you're trying to do is find out if they've got a lease option fee. Can you imagine the leverage you'll have and the credibility you'd have with a seller when you tell them you have 72 people who are interested in buying a house in their area and they can move in tomorrow? And there's a tweak on this as well. You actually get your buyers to go out and find these properties, and then you have a specific buyer for that property. And I'm not going to get into that very much, but that's another thing that I think you could probably take to the next level. There's so many ways to build a list. One of the other unknown techniques I'm going to teach you tonight is how to use the Internet to build that list. And by the way, these advanced techniques are what I teach in my six-month mentor program and at the two-day buying events that I hold for my mentor students, although I have a lot more time to cover each topic at those events. About four times a year, I hold a two-day buying event right here in Indianapolis for my six-month mentor students. When you come to these buying events, you'll buy houses right there at the conference center during the two-day event. You're going to learn by doing. Although there are a lot of other reasons to get involved with my mentor program, that one thing is the bottom line. Everyone there will buy houses, everyone. Now, here's what I told them before they came. If you just want to sit and observe, you can't come. I only want folks there who want to come, who want to do the work necessary, and who want to reap the rewards of financial wealth, self-esteem, personal growth, and freedom. I mean, these are the rewards of true success. Even if you don't do a thing after you leave the program, you'll know that you can do it because you did do it while you were there. After that, there'll be no more excuses for why you can't succeed. You'll just have to blame yourself. You'll leave with the knowledge and with the certainty that will allow you to quit whining about how miserable you are and really get to work building the future that you want to live in. If you come, you're going to put deals together. Well, that's what I told them, and they did it. Here's what we actually did. Everyone talked to a real seller leads on the phone. They learned how to interview them and analyze their deals. They put together deals right there. It wasn't just theory. We actually did it. They wrote real deals, and they left with over 70 deals in their pockets. I don't know of any other program that does this. I walked them through the entire process step by step. Every detail of the transaction was covered. I taught in a really informal way. Some of the material I just stood up there and talked about, but much of what we did was interactive, hands-on, workshop-oriented. Everyone was a part of the program. It's more like working by my side rather than sitting in a classroom. Remember, this is not a schoolroom. You get in the mix and you learn as you go. It was a very small group of extremely dedicated people who wanted to learn the process. I marched everyone through endless scenarios, every conceivable method of buying and selling real estate with no money and no credit. It was just like real army boot camp where you know the material so well that you can do it in your sleep. One of my past students was a colonel in the military. He was a fighter pilot who was active duty during the first Gulf War. He knew the power of repetition and training. He told me a story about the first time he had to land his jet on an aircraft carrier. He said it was the most terrifying thing he had ever done. Being shot at by surface-to-air missiles over Iraq was less frightening. This guy said that he would not have been able to land that jet on the heaving surface of that tiny aircraft carrier, tiny at least in terms of landing a jet, if he had not practiced over and over and over again in a flight simulator. He had crashed his plane over and over and over again in that flight simulator, but he had lived to tell about it because it was practice. Those crashes and that practice is what made it possible for him to land safely on that ship. That practice is what I put you through before I ever let you start talking to live sellers. I'm going to have you practice in a simulation. I'm going to run you through the process over and over again until you get it, until you do it by route without thinking. I want you to be able to analyze the deal and know exactly what to say, what to offer, and how to make a deal stick before you do it live. Does this sound like anything that might be helpful? I can tell you there's no better way to learn anything than by first seeing someone else do it, then by practicing yourself, and then by doing it. So that's just a tidbit of what we did, what we recorded on audio, and what we're going to be doing at the next buying event. Okay, let's get back to those unknown methods I promised to teach. I've got a lot to get through and a very short time to do it. The second unknown method that I'm going to teach tonight is how to use the for rent ads in your local paper to put together deals, and you can generate immediate cash flow with this method. I'm talking 7 days here. And as I said before, we consistently get one out of three landlords we speak to accept deals from us when we use this non-threatening offer. If you've been to my latest info, you may already know about this method, but I don't know anybody else that's teaching it like we are. This technique came from Ozum Mayo, by the way. Ozum worked for me for years, and he now teaches investing on his own. Smart guy, and he's a good friend, too. We still meet over at the Perkins every once in a while for coffee, and we end up walking around the neighborhood talking until 2 in the morning. You got to find people like this in your life, people like this who will get you thinking, people like this you can mastermind with. Ozum's a great one for that. Okay, here are the basics of Ozum's for rent method. Step 1, get the for rent ads. Step 2, call them and ask them if they would consider selling their property rather than renting. We've developed several entire scripts on this that are included with the bootcamp CDs and the mentor program. But the gist of it is, I have buyers for your property, and I have people that are interested in your area. Would you consider renting it, or do you want to keep it for the long term? Step 3. Use the lease option memo. I've got a one-page lease option memo that is, once again, included in the package. You can create your own. You don't have to buy my package to do this stuff. You can create your own. But I wrote a very simple one-page thing. It's what it does, it allows them to stab you in the back. It allows them to walk away from the deal. It makes it very risk-free for them to get involved. But it gives you the right to turn around and sell that property to someone else. You see, you can't sell this property... You can't sell this property for them. You can't lease option this property for them because you would be acting as their agent, and then you'd be breaking the law because you don't have a license. If you do have a license, I suppose you could do it. But if you don't have a license, you can't do that for them. What we do instead is turn you into a principal. You are now have a principal interest in this property, and now you can go assign this lease option memo to someone else and get paid a lease option fee. So step 4, get a sign in the yard. We use ugly signs. We want them to be handwritten. We want them to stick out from the normal marketing garbage that you see out there. This stuff just gets past their marketing radar, and they stick out there. And the stuff I do is on yellow Coroplast, and I write on there, rent to buy, no qualifying phone number in my website, the wewillbuy.com site. Ozum's using one that's very similar. He's doing it on cardboard with wooden stakes. He thinks it should look even uglier, and he just staples it on there. And he has them sitting out there in the snow. They're horrible. But they get a lot of calls. And then we have them directed to a voicemail script that pre-qualifies them, and that saves a lot of time. It's not vital. I have the script in the system, too. You know, I'm gonna read it for you. I mean, I really want you to understand what we're doing here, and I think it'll help you if I go over the script rather than just tell you, hey, it's in the program. Okay, it's pretty long, but I think it'll help you get a better idea of what we're doing. So this is the voicemail script that when people call on your sign, this is the voicemail script that they hear when they're rent-to-own buyers. And this is a separate voicemail that's set up just for them. Okay, here's the script. Hi, this is Joe Crump. Thanks for calling. If you'd like to buy a home but can't qualify for a conventional mortgage, you've come to the right place. I'm a real estate investor, and I buy and sell homes. I'm not a real estate agent. By using my special financing, you can buy a home from me. It doesn't matter if you have bad credit, bankruptcy, late payments, judgments, liens, tax problems, or charge-offs. You can still buy one of my homes. We believe that everyone has a right to own their own home. These are nice homes in nice areas with great neighborhoods and excellent schools. Most of our homes are less than 2 years old and in near-perfect condition. Only a few of them are fixer-upper bargains. Many of these homes have beautiful new kitchens and master bathrooms, big master bedroom suites, and fenced-in yards for the kids. Most of them have two-car garages and plenty of storage. All we ask is that you have a little upfront money for the down payment. You need at least $2,000 for this, plus your first month's rent. But the exact amount depends on the home you choose. This down payment money will be applied to the purchase price of your home. You won't be throwing money away like you do on rent now. Think of this program as a forced savings plan. The monthly payments on our homes range between $800 and $2,300 a month. And you can change this for the price range of your property, obviously. We also occasionally have higher-end properties available. We regularly send out three different lists of properties. They're divided up by the amount of down payment we are charging for the house. We have a $2,000 down list, a $5,000 down list, and a $10,000 and up down payment list. If you'd like us to send you one of these lists, please leave your name after the beep. This list is free. We do not charge you for this information. Also, there is absolutely no obligation for you to buy one of our beautiful homes at any time. If you like what you see, great, we'll turn you into a proud homeowner. If you don't, there's no pressure or hard feelings, and there's absolutely no cost to you. So, if you'd like us to send you one of these lists, please tell us which list you'd like, the $2,000 down payment list, the $5,000 down payment list, or the $10,000 down payment list. Give us your name, address, phone number, and email address. Please speak clearly and spell any unusual names. Don't forget the email. Thank you. Do you see what I did there? I got them to qualify themselves by how much money they've got. I also told them all the benefits of owning properties the way we sell them and explained the whole situation. So when they call me back, I'm going to have to do a whole lot less explaining, and I'm going to know that they've got money for a down payment. This is a powerful, powerful script. They'll get on there and they'll tell you, oh, give me the $10,000 list. Well, you call them back and you tell them what you've got available at that time. If you don't have anything available, then you call them and tell them, I don't have anything right now, but as soon as I get one, I'll give you a call, and I'll put you on my email list, okay? And then you've got it all set up. And I've got some other ways to qualify them a little bit further that I don't have time to get into right now. Okay, step 5 in this for rent process, assign the contract to a new buyer. You need a purchase agreement, an option agreement, a lease. And you can use my lease. It makes the tenant take care of the property. If their furnace goes out, they have to replace it. You don't replace it. You're not the landlord. You're acting as a lender. So much nicer. You also need a disclosure. If you don't have mine, have an attorney create one for you. Just make sure you cover everything. This is what the safety net method is all about. You got to cover condition, price, terms, title, due on sale clauses, all that stuff. It's not that difficult. Okay. You just have to have a good attorney put it together if you don't have mine. Okay, this stuff doesn't take much money to do this process. You have instant, nearly unlimited leads from your newspaper, and you can do it from anywhere in the world. You can do it without ever seeing the property. If you're in a difficult area, or think you are, because I'm going to show you later on this call how to use a variation on this technique in a high-end market. But anyway, if you're feeling defeated, because you think this stuff won't work in your area, you can use this in any area that you want. You could literally be putting together deals like this all over the country from your boat in the Caribbean. By the way, without being able to make money in real estate in your area, I have people call me from New York, Las Vegas, California, the UK, Australia, Canada, Florida, virtually everywhere, and say, this won't work in my area. You can't make money in my area with real estate. And I hate to be harsh here, but this is the stupidest, short-sightedest, whiningest excuse for failure I've ever heard. Sorry I'm so dramatic about this. Do you know of one single place in the U.S. or overseas that has a free market where investors are not making money in real estate? It just comes down to tweaking the process for your area. It's not difficult if you understand the core principles. Most of real estate law in the world, after all, comes from 14th century England and France. Well, that's unknown idea number 2. If you don't use these ideas, by the way, you're nuts. I've got students who are making quick money with these types of flips. And by the way, you're not representing the seller in the transaction, like I told you here. You're not acting as an agent. If you do, you're breaking the law. So make sure that you do the paperwork properly in this. I want to take a minute to tell you why I keep coming out with all these new ideas and programs. I haven't admitted this to anyone before. It's kind of embarrassing, really, because it should have been common sense. I'm going to teach you something that I finally accepted, something that changed the way I teach real estate investing. Here's a story. For the past 4 or 5 years, I've been teaching my hard-won, extensive knowledge of real estate investing. I've done seminars and run boot camps, offered real estate services, provided books and audio CDs. All these things have been very, very successful. I've also offered myself as a personal mentor and coach. I've nothing to be ashamed for here. These training programs have been worth many, many times what my students have paid for them, even though I charge an arm and a leg for nearly everything I do, although I guess I give away a lot of free stuff too. But a few months ago, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't go back to sleep. I lay there tossing and turning, frustrated that more of my students weren't finding success. If you look at the industry that I'm in, the statistic of successful students is extremely low. For most trainers, the success rate is between 3 and 5%. That's 5 successful students out of every 100 that they train. This stinks. It's accepted as the norm for every trainer out there. If you talk to these other trainers, they'll say, I just give them the information. It's not my fault if they don't do anything with it. Now, that is a valid point. If you don't do the work, you won't find success. But I knew there had to be a difference between what I was doing and what these other trainers were doing, and here's why. For me, the success rate's about 20%, which, by the way, is considered phenomenal by my competitors, and they don't believe me when I tell them, by the way, even though I show them the hard figures. To you, I expect 20% sounds pretty dismal. Well, I agree with you. My philosophy is good is not enough if better is possible. So anyway, that was what woke me up in the middle of the night. I had a bunch of people on my conference call mentor program at the time, and I had only met a few of them face-to-face. Many of them were having outstanding success. They were becoming wealthy, quitting their day jobs, building long-term residual wealth that would support them for the rest of their lives with constant ongoing monthly cash flow in the five-figure income range. These were some pretty satisfied folks, and you've seen a few of their success stories in my promotional materials. I shamelessly use these success stories to build my teaching business, and I hope you can be one of them someday very soon. But I still had a problem. If about 20% of my students were a success, 80% were still struggling. What was holding them back? What was keeping them from taking action on those methods and techniques I taught? What was weighing on them so much that their own fears paralyzed and defeated them? Well, the answer was not simple, or it wasn't particularly easy to quantify. Everyone seemed to have different issues. But whatever the issue was, I realized what I needed to do. I needed to get them together. Get them in the same room. I needed to walk them through the process in person, step by step. I needed to put them in a position where it would be almost impossible to fail as I held their hand, looked over their shoulder, and watched them do the work necessary for them to succeed. I needed to get to know who they were as people, discover their personality types, direct them to their strengths and away from their weakness. I needed to connect with them so that they'd have a deeper, fuller personal commitment to them. There's a big difference teaching someone you've been with in the trenches with, eating, drinking, and practically living together for 3 days. Compare that to someone you've never met in person. When you spend an extended time with a group of people, you can develop a team mentality and a personal connection that you can't get any other way, especially if everyone in that group is going through a life-changing experience like they do at my boot camps. So that's what I did. I created the buy-in events. We all got together, and I taught. Then I had some of my most experienced people come to the front of the room and get on the phone with live sellers, and we listened to them talking and putting together deals. Then I broke everyone into the teams and assigned more experienced team leaders, another one of my students. Then they all got on the phone and started putting deals together. The first time we did this, we had 48 people in the room, and they put together 97 deals in about 3 hours. By putting my students in this situation, it actually made it harder for them not to do the work necessary for success rather than just go ahead and do it. If you came to this event and didn't try, you'd be embarrassed, not by me, but by your own lack of trying. If you do the work, well, that may be a little painful too at first. It'll certainly be outside the box for most of you, but it'll be easier for you to do the work than not to do the work. That's why my teaching method works so well. And the beauty here, I think, is that everyone there is in the same boat, or at least was in the same boat at one time. They know how hard it is to get started, how hard it can be to just put your first deal together. That's the hard one. You'll work together as a group and help each other. No one comes to my event without a servant attitude. If you don't have it, you don't come. That's all there is to it. No exceptions. You come to help others, you help yourself. It's amazing how focusing on the needs of someone else makes your own fear vanish. Okay, let's move on to unknown method number 3, how to use the Internet as an endless resource of motivated sellers and buyers. This method is simple and can be implemented in a matter of minutes, anywhere in the world. A simple email offer is all you need. This stuff is vital to building a powerful list, and it'll make you money year after year after year. Nothing is more important than your list. Like I said earlier, I'd even argue that your list could be more valuable than your actual real estate that you own. I also promise that I'm going to reveal some of my own secrets that made it possible for me to build a multi-million dollar business on the Internet. Would you like to know how I make money teaching this stuff? I've already got several people who have come through my ranks teaching what they've learned, and most of them are pretty darn good at it. Well, let's start with where to find buyers and sellers on the Internet. This is just really too easy, but not very many people are using it. They don't use it mainly because they don't know what to do with the potential deals that come from these sources. Once you understand my core methods that I was talking about earlier, you'll know what I'm talking about here. So many people leave deals on the table because they don't know how to structure them. Hopefully, what I explained earlier will get you heading down the right path so you can start using these leads. The first group to go after is for sale by owners. Where to find them? You can get them in pull up on the internet and go to Google, homes for sale by owner, and it'll bring up things like forsalebyowner.com or even eBay. And there's tons more of these sites. Just look for local sites if you wanted for homes for sale by owner in Indiana or in Florida or in California. Email them a letter and tell them that you're interested in buying their property. Tell them you'll buy it for 10 or 15% of their market value, that you're an investor. And we've got letters that work for these, so you can use our letters. How many should respond? If you have a good letter, you'll have 40 to 60% responding to these letters. Now, how many will accept a deal under the terms that we need to make a profit? It's going to be a smaller percentage, but I've seen guys close as many as 50%. It's just a matter of getting good at this. The better you get at talking to sellers, the more you'll be able to close. One of the great things Ozan did at the event, he spent a couple hours talking about just how to talk to sellers, the things to say to them, the things that were convincing to help them understand what you were doing that was in their best interest that would get them to a closing decision. It's not that hard to do if you understand some simple techniques. If you only sent out 50 of these emails a week, how many deals could you put together from just this one source alone? And you can find lots of landlord sites like this as well. Go to places like rentclicks.com. Another place, and this isn't on the internet, but another place is the MLS. You'll need an agent to help you with these, but there are lots of great deals in the MLS if you know how to write an offer that they and their agent will accept, and you know how to find them. It's easy to find just by typing in lease option sellers, and you'll get a list of homes for rent, and lease option sellers that your agent can pull up for you. Then make the offer through your agent. I suggest you learn some about the stuff that I'm teaching here first, so the agent will think you know a little bit about what you're talking about before you get into this too much. I just flipped a property in another state through an agent. All I had it on was a purchase agreement. I'd gotten a purchase agreement signed from them, and the agent listed it for me, sold it for me, and I got paid the difference between what I was going to pay the seller and what the buyer paid for me. I bet you didn't know you could sell a piece of real estate through an agent that you didn't have a deed to. You see, I was the principal, and I had an interest in the property because of the way I wrote the purchase agreement. This made it possible for the agent to list the property for me. Another great internet place to find buyers is for rent sites. Buyers are so easy. You can list your property on eBay to put in and you can put in a capture form right on the eBay listing. I've captured as many as 305 names in a week this way. Now, I'm not sure if eBay likes you to do that or not, but I've done it and not had a problem with them, so I guess you might want to check the rules before you do it. Buyers these are all buyers that you can put on your list and you can use as leverage to help you put deals together and make a ton of money for rent people, for sell by owners, and from other deals that you're working on. Remember, building this list has far-reaching implications. If you aren't doing it in any business that you own, you're flushing money down the toilet. I don't care if you own the Hallmark card store down the street or you own the Wendy's. You know, you should be collecting a mailing list. That mailing list is gold. Again, your list may end up actually be worth more than the real estate you own, and it could certainly bring you money for a lot longer. The fourth method I'll cover in a couple of minutes. It's the most advanced technique of the bunch, and may be the hardest to completely understand if you're new in this business, but it's one of the most powerful ways to build big money cash profits, money in your pocket. I'm talking big money. It's one of the best ways I've ever seen, and it's pretty simple to implement once your business is up and running, and it's extremely safe, requires no borrowing or extra debt from you on your property, and it'll really have you swimming in money. So often, real estate wealth is all tied up in that elusive equity. You know, it's there, you own it, but you can't get at it. I have so many people come into my program, oh yeah, I own 12 properties, you know, and I'm struggling for cash every month. And this isn't where you want to be. This situation can help you solve that problem. This little idea can change all that. if you've already own a bunch of properties or plan on owning a bunch of properties, you need to hear this. And by the way, your equity position doesn't even have to be very high for you to get money out. So hang in there with me, and I'll make sure to cover it before I finish. Before I go any further, I want to show you how you can get involved with my mentor programs and my inner circle. My goal for the mentor program, to be able to personally work with everyone who comes through it. I want to teach, guide, and personally get to know each and every person I allow into this exclusive program. That may be why I'm so selective about who I allow to join. When the enrollment got to what I considered the maximum that I could personally handle, I put a halt to taking new students. Since then, I've worked diligently with the group I have, and I've seen so many new success stories, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you about them all. But almost is the key word here, because I'm not that shy. I'll put up a website with a bunch of new success stories in the upcoming weeks. I want you to have access to them, not just so you can find out what a great guy I am and pat me on the back, but so you can use them as case studies for your own business. The first rule of success is copy what works. If you do this, you're going to succeed. So I'll make these available to you on my website. I've decided to do something that's pretty radical, and honestly, it may not even be the smartest move I could make financially in my teaching business. I've decided to combine my $10,000 six-month mentor program, my most recent three-day boot camp CD set, and my buying event, my team program, and my inner circle group, and I'm going to combine all these into one giant real estate training program. Now you can get involved with all these programs at the same price. And so this is really a mega discount price. But it's only available as long as I still have spots available. I sat down to add up what it would cost to get involved with all these programs, and I had a tough time because some of the material is already added to other things, and some of it I've never offered before, and some of it's so new nobody ever offered it before. But as a ballpark, I added it up, and I discovered that in the past it would have cost you a minimum of $50,000 to be a part of all these programs and get all these materials, but $50,000 is not what I'm charging for the whole enchilada. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't even know what half the programs I just mentioned are all about. There's a lot of good stuff here, so let me lay it out as quickly as I can. First, let me give you a breakdown of what you get in the six-month mentor program. You're going to get over 1,300 printed pages of the step-by-step information that covers every facet of my system. It's the same training that people all over the world have used to make millions. Even though most of my clients are in the U.S., I have folks using my system successfully in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the U.K. This is all the information in my original 26-week course. It'll show you everything you need to make the system work for you. My original program included the 400-plus page zero-down ebook, along with 26 weekly ebooks and audios that were sent via email. With this new program, you still get them delivered by mail, but you also get the printed manuals and the CD audios. These weekly training manuals and audios are designed to keep you up to speed and walk you through the building of your real estate business week by week. The amazing methods that you're going to learn are useless unless you know exactly how to put them into action. So included in this material is all the paperwork you need to start today. You're going to get all the contracts, disclosures, assignment, paperwork, everything you need to launch your business. These documents come ready to go on CD-ROM in Microsoft Word document or PDF files. Just fill them out, print them, and you're ready to make a zero-down offer. I update these files almost monthly, and all the forms, scripts, disclosures, and marketing materials you need to implement the techniques I've been talking about on this call are included. I left nothing out. Plus, you're going to get step-by-step instructions of how to fill the paperwork out and how to explain it. I've been told that these forms would cost more than $18,000 if you hired an attorney to put them together for you from scratch. You also get conference calls with me every other week over the next 6 months. I hold a one-hour conference call where I do nothing but answer questions from students in the mentor program. You'll actually have access to me, the creator of this unique system, and be able to ask any question you like. These days, the conference calls have been lasting an hour and a half because I've been getting so many good questions, and I'm unwilling to get off the phone until every question is answered. All the calls are recorded. If you're unable to make these calls, just send your questions by email, and before the call, I'll answer them on the call. That way, when you download the recording of the call, you can hear the answers to your questions. You'll have my insight and nearly 20 years' worth of experience on your side as you begin your investing career. I'll answer all your questions and point you in the right direction and give you a kick in the butt when you need it as well. I normally charge $1,000 an hour for consulting. You'll have access to these conference calls every 2 weeks for 6 months. That's 2 hours every 6 months, every month for 6 months, making 12 hours total. That's $12,000, all included in the cost of this program. This, as almost every other item that is included in this course, is valued significantly more than what I charge for the entire program. Next item, the $10,000 boot camp audios. When you sign up for the mentor program, I'm going to give you a copy of the entire set of audio CDs from my first $10,000 3-day hands-on Out on a Limb Mega Mastermind boot camp. There are 26 audio CDs in the set. This is not the most recent boot camp. I'm going to talk about that later on. You're going to get that as well. This boot camp has a lot of material that you'll not find in any of my other programs. I sell this massive set by itself for $3,500. It includes almost 30 hours of intense Joe Crump real estate investing techniques. This was a hands-on seminar where my students put together 9 real estate deals right there in the boot camp on the phone. You could hear them. And they did them with no money down right over the phone. We got it all on audio so you can listen in and hear exactly how it was done. You'll actually get to hear the students on the phone talking to live sellers and hear every word the sellers say as well. Then they get off the phone, and I told them what they should have said, how to structure the deal, and what to say when they call them back and put the deal together. Some of the folks who came were really scared to death at this and completely in the dark, but by the second day, they were on the phone putting deals together. Action is the main ingredient of the boot camp, and that's what got them going. It's just like the mentor program, and these CDs combined will get you going. This is a life-changing experience for everyone who came. You're also going to get, in addition to these recordings, you're also going to get unlimited fax and email support for the next 6 months. You'll also have unlimited support from my team with these faxes. We normally charge $150 a month for this fax email service, but you get it for 6 months. That's $900 value at no extra cost. Just think of being able to fax or email questions to us as soon as they come up. How much is that worth to you? How much is it worth to you to have experienced professionals overseeing every aspect of your business and having their help as you build it? The value of this alone is priceless. You'll have a successful investor who's already using my methods or techniques, focusing on you and your business goals. You'll also be invited to my buying event. There's no extra charge for this. You just have to get there. I do seminars several times a year just for my mentor students, just for those in my inner circle group. No one else is allowed in the room. If you join this program, you'll be invited to all of these private sessions that I hold during your 6 months of training. After your 6 months is up, if you want to keep coming to these events and have access to me by biweekly conference calls, you can stay in the inner circle program for a small monthly cost. Although it's not imperative, I suggest you try to attend all these events. I know that it can be expensive just to travel and pay for hotel expenses, but we're going to cover different bonus topics at each event in addition to some of the core material you need to do business every day. These events are very important to your training. I believe that I'm better able to help people I've met in person. There's no substitute for building mastermind relationships in person, face-to-face. At these face-to-face sessions, I'll introduce new ideas, improved methods, and other elements of real estate investing aimed at optimizing your business. You'll also get my archived audio vault with the mentor program. Over the last 3 years, I've recorded every single call that I've made with my coaching students. It's a gold mine of real estate knowledge. Every question asked by folks in the coaching program has been recorded and preserved. They've asked questions that you haven't even thought of yet. What a great way to get ahead of this game here. All these call audios are available for download to you at a special members-only, password-protected site when you join the mentor program. On these calls, you'll hear me solve the problems that my students are having. These students are from all over the world with varying experience levels, and with all of them are using my no-cash techniques. This archive of audios alone is worth $4,500 by itself. Now, don't get overwhelmed by this material. I show you how to get started immediately, how to start creating cash flow as soon as possible. People ask me how long it'll take them to start making money. Well, I can't make any money claims like that. This stuff only works if you work it. But I usually tell people to give themselves 3 to 4 months to put their first deals together. I've got folks who do it in 3 or 4 weeks, but they're the exception. And I have folks in the program who'll never get off their lazy butts and do the work. And I know it's not always because they're lazy. Sometimes life just gets in the way. And sometimes those people come back months or years later and get to work and really put it all together and start building a business. Let's move on. The mentor program also includes the investor list building program. That's a $1,395 value. It consists of a recorded conference call that I did where I teach you how to build a profitable, effective list of investors for your real estate deals. You'll understand how to email your list and sell your deals almost instantly. Anyone who understands marketing knows that a good list of buyers is essential. I'll give you the ads. I'll give you the template newsletter that you can send to this list. All you have to do is follow my exact instructions, and I'll show you how to build your list of investors and how to build it for free. It won't cost you money to build them. Just decide when to get started and get growing it, because the list can generate profits right from the get-go. You can also network with other students of mine all over the country and partner with them to sell their properties to your list of investors. It doesn't matter where you're located. You can sell a deal in Texas to an investor in California, or sell a deal from one of my mentor students in Alabama to an investor in New York. I mean, I'm just scratching the surface of what's possible here, but I think you get the idea of where this can go. So let's take a look at the value of the items in my 6-month mentor program. The 26 weekly manuals and audios, $1,145, $18,000 worth of real estate forms, $12,000 of time with me, $3,500 of boot camp audio recordings, unlimited faxes, $900, the buying event seminars and inner circle members. This is for inner circle members only, to help you catapult your business to the next level. I don't even know how to put a price on that. You also get access to the members only audio archive that has a value of $4,500, and you get the investor list builder program that normally sells for $1,395. All this alone is over $40,000 worth of material and education, and your cost for the entire program is only $10,000. Now, just a note on the price before you start going into sticker shock. We currently have a very limited time special that I'll tell you more about in a minute. We're also currently allowing folks to pay over time. So if you happen to be listening to this call in recorded form, you'll also need to know that. The special is subject to change, by the way, without notice. I'm not going to guarantee any pricing or terms that I talk about today on the recording later. One of the things that's certain in my business is that I'll raise my prices. All of you who've been in my newsletter list for any length of time knows that this is true. I mean, some of you have been on long enough where you remember my very first program was $247. Times have certainly changed. And so has the program. But the real reason, other than the fact that I like to make more money, the reason is that the only way that I can continue to keep the amount of people in my group down to a size that I can manage personally is by continuing to raise the price, because I have more people that are interested in this program. Okay, then. I hope you're getting excited by this program, because there's still more that's included in my new package. You're actually getting everything in the mentor program, copies of 2 complete boot camps, admission to the buy-in events, and you're also getting an additional method of support. I set up a joint venture with some of my advanced students, and I call it the Team Leader Program. I handpick some of my best students who are already making money as real estate investors. We sat down together, and here's what I asked them. How would you feel about working with my other students in a team setting, working with them above and beyond what I do with them now? How would you feel about working with them if they split the profits on the deals you helped them with? How would you feel about answering questions from these students, taking their calls, responding to their emails, reviewing their fax purchase agreements, and maybe even doing 3-way calls with buyers and sellers that they're working with? How would you feel about holding regular conference calls with your entire team, maybe a group of 4, maybe 5, maybe 10 students, and join up, or maybe you want to join up with another team leader and combine the 2 teams for a joint conference call? Once again, this is above and beyond what the students are getting with me, their mentor. Would you see value in this? And they all responded with a resounding yes. Here's what I told them next. I think there are a couple of ways that you can benefit from doing this. One, you may make some money on the deals they do. When you help them with their personal deals, you'll get a split on those deals. When you help them close the deals they put together in my buying events or my boot camps every couple of months or so, you could get a cut on those deals. They like that. But I also told them not to do it just for the money. There may never be a cut. There may never be a deal with their students. And besides, they could probably make more money doing real estate deals on their own. I told them that they needed to do it for another reason, and that's number 2. That second reason I gave them, and I believe is the best reason for them to become a team leader. The reason is that they'll learn an enormous amount by teaching the material. I know it happened for me when I first started coaching. It still happens for me every day. That's why I love this business so much. Nothing will solidify your understanding of my real estate investing techniques like teaching those techniques. The third, and not the least, reason for doing this was because they would have more access to me if they did it. I hold regular conference calls with the team leaders and am more accessible to them on a day-to-day basis because I want to make sure they're giving the team members accurate information. I'm going to be watching over their shoulder and lending a hand. Everyone in the Inner Circle group can learn to be a team leader if they want to. It's not my intention for the people who are team leaders now to be team leaders forever, although that's ultimately up to them. I like having them around. It's my intention that they do it for a while and then move on and allow one of the other people that they taught to take their place. Any of my mentor students can join the team leader program, even if they aren't ready to lead. When a team leader slot opens up, the ones who are involved with the program but haven't yet been leaders will become the first string picks for the next group. And by the way, I'm the one who makes the choice for the team leader. It's solely my decision who to give that opportunity to. I don't want to create any misconceptions here. You need to be the right stuff to work as a team leader. Also, this team program is not something you get with my system. It's a joint venture that's separate from my program. You haven't paid these folks anything, and they don't owe you anything. You got to be nice and work with them if you want this program to work. Most everyone who has participated in this program finds it to be extremely valuable. And by the way, this is not available to anyone outside the Inner Circle program. We only want people who have made a commitment to learn this stuff to be involved. Well, that's a lot of stuff, and I still haven't mentioned the guarantee. This hasn't changed, by the way. The program is backed by the most powerful guarantee possible. I personally guarantee that you'll buy at least one piece of real estate during the 26-week course and make a profit, or I'll give you all your money back. I mean it. If you don't buy a property and make a profit, I don't get paid. I know without question what an important opportunity this is for you, and how thorough, systematic, practical, and foolproof the materials I've created are. And because of that, I'm willing to take all the risk on your purchase of the six-month mentor program and the whole enchilada. Start this course, follow the simple steps and the straightforward systems I put together for you. If at the end of the six-month program you've not purchased at least one property and made a profit, I'll give you all your money back. All that's required is that you actively participate in the program. That means read the material, attend and participate in the calls, and follow through with the program the way I teach you. You're going to get emails and other support from me constantly, but if you don't take action on what I teach you, you will fail. I guarantee that it works if you follow through with the program. I also guarantee it won't work if you don't. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a business-building program that'll teach you how to create a real estate business that'll serve you for the rest of your life. All I ask is that you actively participate in the program. Now, how can I offer a guarantee like this? Because I know that if you actively participate in the program, you will succeed. My commitment is you buy a piece of property and make a profit, or you don't pay. Okay, so for $10,000, you get the six-month mentor program, two complete and different sets of $10,000 boot camps on CD, the most recent one included. In Indiana, you get admission to my buying events for as long as you're in the program. You get over $33,000 worth of CDs, manuals, and downloads. And maybe, most importantly, you have the right to stay involved with the Inner Circle group and have access to me and my events for as long as you like after your 6 months is up for a small additional charge. The cost for all this is $10,000. Now, if you're a member of my cash flow group, if you're getting my monthly newsletter, you get 30% off the price. If you aren't a member of this program, it's only $39.95 a month, and you get great stuff every month. I'll even give you the first month free if you haven't signed up yet. So if you join that, you get $3,000 off the full price. You'd be nuts not to, because you save a lot of money. For those of you who can't come up with that much money up front, I'll also allow you to make payments. You need to come up with an initial payment of $2,000 and make payments over 1 year for the balance. It comes to a little over $400 a month. Plus, I think it's $417 a month. Plus, if you can pay it all in one lump sum, I'll take an additional $1,300 off. So with the $3,000 for the cash flow membership, that's $3,000 off, plus the additional $1,300 off, your total cost would only come to $5,700 if you paid it all in a lump sum. So almost half price, not too bad. Now, I know some of you don't have $2,000 right now to get going. I know some of you don't have $2 right now, and I'm sorry, I really am, but I'm not going to be able to help you right now. I've been where you are now, and I know how difficult it can be to be in the financial dumps, but you've got to get a little stronger before what I have to teach you will be of any use. If you can't pay your rent, it's going to be extremely difficult for you to focus on real estate investing. I should also say, eventually, if you decide to become a real estate investor, I guarantee that you're going to pay for your education one way or another. You're either going to pay someone to teach you how to do, like I do, and pay to learn, or you're going to pay at the School of Hard Knocks, like I did. I tell you truly, the School of Hard Knocks is much more expensive and painful, but sometimes it's the only way. Also, I'm going to make you sign a non-disclosure agreement. This stuff is so proprietary, so out of the box. I want to keep it within our inner circle. I don't want you giving away my info or selling it to anyone other than your family or your closest associates. For example, you can't sell it on eBay. I guess that's kind of obvious, but the people have been confused by that before. Now, let me give you my phone number, 317-598-1220. That's 317-598-1220. You can call me right now if you like. Just leave it on my voicemail. You can also call if you have questions about what I'm offering. I know there's a lot of stuff here, and I've gone through it really quickly. Please only call me if you're seriously interested and that you have the ability financially to do this. As much as I'd like to talk to everyone personally, it's just not possible with this many folks. All right, have I forgotten anything? Oh, yeah, you can also include your partner or spouse in the program for free, and you can share your material with them, give them access to the members-only sites, and have them come to the events and boot camps with you. I want to meet them as well. You're having a good support system from family and friends. It's going to be a real benefit. Also, the tuition is tax-deductible, so this could easily, just the tax deduction could save you over one-third of the cost of the program just in taxes. That's nothing to sneeze at. I've intentionally set up the sign-up process, by the way, so that you got to call me. I want to make sure this is right for you before I let you in. Also, I don't want to have too big of a group. We have over 700 people signed up for this call, so I think it's possible we could have quite a few sign-ups, and when it's full, I'm going to shut it down again until some of the folks graduate and new spots open. Okay, hopefully that explains it all. Let's finish up this call with unknown method number 4. I've been promising it to you all this time. I've gone over the time limit that I promised you. I apologize for that. So if you hang in with me here, I'll take just a few more minutes and I'll go over this number 4. This one is for those of you who are a little more advanced. It's a program that you can add to your existing real estate business that'll create a ton of cash flow and provide you with a big wad of money that you can put in your pocket or invest in other properties. This fourth method will allow you to get very, very big because you can take the cash you pull out and invest it in other properties if you want, if you're not just out buying boats and things with it. Buying property with cash will make sense once you know what you're doing and have experience buying without cash. Don't do it until you know how to do it without cash. Anyway, method 4 is about packaging properties. After you buy 10 or 15 properties, it's time to package those properties and sell off a piece of them. You can sell a piece, walk away with 10% of the cost of all the properties as cash in your pocket. Now, if you don't understand what I'm talking about here, don't worry. This is an advanced method. Along with my Millionaire Matrix, I think this should be the number one, this should be the 1 to 2 year goal for every real estate investor. If you haven't started buying property yet, don't let this confuse you. Start on the things that make you money now. Focus on what makes you money. Then move on to the advanced methods like this later on. If you're an advanced investor, this stuff could be valuable to you right now. First of all, you set up an LLC, a limited liability corporation. You put the package of properties into that entity, the deeds into that entity. You then sell off just the depreciation on that property. Depreciation is tax savings. Here's how it works. When you buy a property, you get to depreciate it for IRS tax purposes, even though it's usually an appreciating asset. It's probably the only nice thing the IRS has ever done for me. So you're counting it as depreciation, even though it's appreciating in value. So the general rule is that you can depreciate your tax basis over 27 and a half years. This is a little different for different properties, depending on a few factors, and you should talk to a tax guy when you really get into this process. But let's use this 27 and a half years because it's pretty accurate. The tax basis is the price you bought the property for, the money you have into the property. Let's say you bought $5 million worth of properties, everything combined. you'll get an annual tax depreciation on those properties of over $181,000. That's $5 million divided by the 27 and a half years. This depreciation can be deducted from your total adjusted income. Or if you're in an LLC, like I suggest, you can sell this depreciation to someone else. You can sell the rights to it. You get it? This is very cool. If you're in a 40% income tax bracket or higher, and you probably are, if you have lots of money to invest, and these are the people we're going after, by the way, people that have money to invest, this would save you about $72,000 in real money. Out of that $181,000, 40% of that is what you're actually going to be saving, which is $72,000. Now, I'm not going to get into passive and active income right now, but I'll just tell you that it could apply to either, depending on how you set things up with your investor. Okay, so I have approximately $72,000 just lying around in my property that I may or may not be taking advantage of, depending on how much income I have, and the IRS isn't going to send me that money. I have to use it as a deduction. How much would an investor be willing to pay to get that benefit? Let's say they'd like a big return on their money. They hate that 3% return they're getting right now on their CDs. Let's say they want a 12% return on their money. That's a good income on a secured debt. This is a pretty safe investment, by the way, because it's secured by real estate. If they give you enough money so that they get a 12% annual return, they would have to give you $600,000 cash. They get the depreciation, so you don't have to make any payments. They get their initial money back when you sell the property in 1 to 5 years, or they can roll the money into another one of your investment packages, which if they made good money on it, they're going to do it. How hard do you think it would be to set up packages like this and roll them over and over again? You're still going to make money on the profit, the cash flow, the appreciation on all these properties. This is just a little money on the side that you can benefit. Pretty cool, huh? Okay. I teach more on all four of the methods that I talked about on the bootcamp CDs, all the methods that I talked about tonight on those bootcamp CDs, and I also teach this stuff in my mentor program. If you have the right knowledge, it's just a matter of taking action. The three things that keep people from succeeding are money, fear, and knowledge. If you get the knowledge, you'll discover you don't need the money. If you get the knowledge, you'll also discover that the fear starts to go away. I can help you get the knowledge. Tonight I'm applying for the job as your coach, your mentor, your number one supporter, inspiration, your guiding force that lights the way for you to follow. I don't care if you're new in the business, a struggling veteran, a high income earner, or just stuck in a rut that you haven't been able to get out of. Before I close, I'm going to tell you something that may shock you, may make you mad, may even make you upset at me for saying it, but I'll tell you it's the truth. I don't know of anyone, not even one person, who's been truly successful in their own life and professional career that didn't have a coach. In other words, I truly believe in my heart that you will never reach your full potential, realize your dreams, and live the life you've always wanted unless you have someone there who has been in your shoes already, guiding the way for you. I've learned and discovered that true success in all its forms is more often than not born from a force or a catalyst, if you will, that pushes you into action. An inspiration, usually referred to as a mentor. It influences your life in countless positive ways. In fact, one powerful coach can transform your actual being and create a whole lifetime of achievement in you. It happened for me with my coach and my mentor. Now I want it to happen for you. Call me, and let's get you going. My number again is 317-598-1220. I look forward to working with you and helping you build your own real estate freedom machine. Good night, everybody.